it was sadder than you can imagine, because obviously I started looking at this some years before, so it had been about a 16-year project to try and help Zimbabwe have access to truly independent media and some real freedom of expression.
Do you, at this point now, still look back in terms of what happened? I understand that funding was the reason for the closure.
It was. Obviously, we were a donor-funded project, and it was frankly remarkable that we managed to keep going for 13 years and find the funds to keep going for that length of time. But after the elections in 2013, when there was clearly no change even on the horizon in Zimbabwe, and of course the West decided to, what they call, re-engage with Mugabe and ZANU-PF, I think the donors' priorities to fund us kind of disappeared.
I'm glad that you brought it up. I was wondering whether you were disappointed in terms of the lack of funding that caused the closure because of the reasons you just mentioned, that there's been this change in relationship between Western countries, Britain included, and Zimbabwe. How did you reconcile with that kind of, you know, reality?
It was, of course, disappointing because I think the radio station had an important role to play and would have continued to have an important role to play. But I'm a realist and I understand how donor funding works. And when something drags on for a long time, they, as you say, kind of lose interest. It goes off the radar. I do think re-engagement is a mistake because I don't think ZANU-PF has changed at all. And I don't think re-engagement is a successful policy. But with no change on the horizon, I imagine the diplomats thought they should try something else. I don't know. I'm not a diplomat.
So when I think about your broadcasting career, and you had a long one dating all the way back to Zimbabwe, and the closure of shortwave radio broadcasting, what comes to mind? I've coined this phrase, a voice silenced. Do you feel silenced now?
I guess I do, because it's been a bit of a personal mission for so long. You know, I used to work for the state broadcaster, and I was fired in 1997 for my broadcast. So I have tried, and it is disappointing to be silenced, but these things happen, and you just have to pick up the pieces and think again.
But how does a broadcaster, a journalist, pick up the pieces without that mic, which is so fundamental? And in my opinion, once a broadcaster, a journalist, always a broadcaster, a journalist. So how are you communicating? Are you doing anything at all in terms of broadcasting?
No broadcasting at all. And of course, I miss that deeply. I love radio. I think it's one of the most important mediums, and I just absolutely love it. I'm pretty active on social media, but at the moment, no, I have no official active role in anything to do with Zimbabwe.
You must be very sad about that.
I am. It's so frustrating as well because the information, as you know, coming out of Zimbabwe right now is confusing and complex and needs some serious analysis and discussion. So yes, it's very frustrating just watching what's happening and not being a part of it.
So Zimbabwe did recently grant 8 private licenses to some broadcasters to operate. Did you apply?
No, not this time. A previous application, I did help some very credible broadcasters put in an application, but they weren't even shortlisted. I'm very aware that there would be absolutely no point in me putting in an application. It would just get thrown in the bin immediately. And those 8 new licenses have all been given to people with very strong links to ZANU-PF. So there's no way any of them are independent.
So that's obviously not something that encourages you in terms of what is supposed to be the apparent opening up of the airwaves and opening up of media freedoms in the country?
There is no intent to open up media freedom in the country because ZANU-PF knows exactly what that would really mean for them. So I just listen to the rhetoric and don't believe it for one moment.
So what's next for Jerry Jackson?
Gosh, I don't know. It's been a long and grueling 16 years, and it's taken some time to sort of recover from that stress. I'm looking around, hoping to find another cause or some way to get involved with Zimbabwe again. So who knows? I'll keep on trying.